You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow straight gate path, you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the week, the weekend. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. His word has only begotten Son who died for our sins. There's plenty of things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. Always keep him first. Always worship him, praise him, thank him, trust him in everything you got going on in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to all the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his name's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, and firm. We are always with you. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures in Christ, all the Holy Spirit-filled people, all the born-again people. Much love to all of you out there. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you as well. Anyone who is having dreams, visions, encounters, and testimonies for the Most High, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you have to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up. Let us be washed by the water, by the word, washed and washed through the word. Let us keep our lamp and oil. Let us stand our purpose and our calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, handle it, people. Amen. Keep it all together for the Most High. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statute, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges. Write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, line upon line, precept upon precept. Embrace the new covenant and keep being used by the Most High. Keep serving him and keep living for him and helping many people along your path as well. Amen. So I pray that you all had a blessed week and better days ahead of you, okay? So today's message, what I will do is just go through Jen De Leon's church note, and then from there, I'll close it up and wrap it up from there, okay? So here we go. All right, these church notes are always nice to read to end the week and to start off the new week with, amen? So here we go. The title of this church note is The You Never Saw Coming. It starts off with Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, and also the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Let's continue with the church note. When God allows big problems to take place, he's doing so to posture his people. God, who am I? Have you ever wondered why God touched you? God is not a reactive God. He's more than a proactive God. God is a God of predestination and declares the end from the beginning. God won't even let a problem from without first preparing the redemption. What if God has already worked out what we're trying to figure out? God is not working on your behalf. God has already worked on your behalf. You just have to walk out what God worked out. What if it's already done? Some of us can't go from the previous version of ourselves to the next version of ourselves because we won't take time to rest. If you don't rest, you can't grow. Just because something has been predestined doesn't mean it doesn't have to be formed. It also goes through Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Continuing the church note, formation always begins with formlessness. Anytime God is going to move you along in your transformation, the initial stage is going to be you feeling formless and void, and then you're going to think something is wrong. I don't feel God how I used to feel God. My relationships don't feel even the same way, and you don't want people to think you're off. Sometimes God deforms you because who we have to be in this era is a different version of ourselves in any time in history, and we will be content staying the same. Staying the same is unnatural. We pray for change but don't want to change to experience what we're praying for. You can't have transformation without deformation. We think that going to the next level is vertical, but it's circular. If you don't know it's circular, then you'll feel when you're going down, you'll get discouraged. I made this decision and felt I heard God's voice. I started the business, I got into this relationship, obeyed God, and I'm going down. We can't be what God has predetermined without embracing the cycle. The formless phase is normal. It feels lonely, confusing, like I'm not what I was. The spirit is hovering. You are on God's radar and in his hands. The cycle won't kill me. If I was your enemy, I would make you think this one will wipe you out. This isn't going to kill you, just like how you thought the last thing was going to kill you, and it didn't kill you. Your new shape is coming. The cycle has to happen because God does not have a plan B. You're it. But it's not the you that you think you are. It's the you that you never saw coming. There's a you coming towards you in this uncomfortable and awkward process of transformation. This you is powerful. God is weaving us together. I don't care how people look at you, discredited you. They don't know the prophecy over your life. You might not be able to recognize me now, but when God gets finished with me, because I'm not giving up, everybody that doubted me is going to see what God saw the entire time. What you're laughing at, God's already worked out. It's going to happen because I'm changing. People want it quick, but God is doing you a favor by not letting it go straight up vertical because it'll go straight down. Some of you feel like you've been going around in a circle and looking at the same thing and there's no progress, but you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the outside and God's developing what's on the inside. You're not stagnant. Something happened on the inside of you. There's something happening on the inside of you. There's going to be a season that feels like you played yourself, but trusting God by trusting God because you're on a downward arc. The enemy only tells you half truths and a half truth is a whole lie. You've been pursuing God, trusting God, believing God, walking with God. Hold on a little bit longer. You'll realize you are on your way up. Every time you walk in the circle, you're trampling the works of the enemy. Sometimes God takes us the long route because we have some devils to kill on the way. It's going to take you being different. It's going to take you being a different you. We can't be who we have always been and thrive and even survive in this world. You're going to have to change. Your form is going to have to change, and it's a part of God's process. There's a version of you that loves better than you love now. God doesn't ask us to do something that we don't have capacity for. God doesn't require beyond who he knows you are. You're going to have to be a radical lover in the times to come. The love of many will grow cold. You will get offended every day. You have to be full of mercy and compassion. You have to level up in the area of surrender. Surrender to your greatness. Stop being falsely humble. Stop making excuses for your anointing. Surrender to dependency. Surrender your image, the idol you make of yourself, what you want everyone to see. Some of us will sacrifice God's plan to uphold our image. We have to level up in discernment. How will I know the difference between a good thing and a God thing? Discernment. Right thing at the wrong time is the wrong thing. The qualify of your relationship with the Holy Spirit will determine your quality of discernment. Sometimes it's not a lie. It just doesn't feel right. Your spirit is going to know. All these areas God's developing, you experience resistance in. We always say we don't have time to do things, but if you look at the time spent on social media, there is the time. In the area of patience, you'll be tested. I have to make a decision when things get crazy. I can either panic or freak out or settle in the storm and learn the discipline. Whenever you are in your circle, there are ultimately only two responses. You're either rejoicing or you're reflecting. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise him. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He's a sinless high priest. He's the everlasting king. He's the way everlasting. Praise the Lord. Most definitely. Prayers up for all people. Prayers up for the children, the babies, the young boys, the young girls, the young men, the young women, the teenagers. Prayers up for the senior citizens. Prayers for the elders. Prayers for all the elders out there. Okay. Prayers for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless, the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the strangers, the sojourners, the refugees, all peoples, all walks of life. Prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people. Prayers up for single parents, co-parenting. Prayers up for all households out there. Amen. Let us repent and get baptized. Let us forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God. Let us circumcise our hearts. Let us write a copy of the Torah. And let's also keep doing the Great Commission. Amen. Most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac, and he is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the Lord of the armies. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is the God of David. Amen. Praise him. His only begotten son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. He is the advocate. Amen. He is the almighty, true living God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Praise him. He is the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He's the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler. Praise him always forever, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. The power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected of life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of flesh, the word made flesh, the living word, the word of Yahusha. Most definitely the word of life. Always. Love you all. I'm Jairus Kingston. I'm praying for you all. Peace.